All right, here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10.
12.
Seven yards to win the Iron Bowl. Cody Mandel spots it. Kick on the way. It's got leg. It is sailing. It is short. It is grabbed about 8 yards deep in the end zone. Brought back to the near side.
Street football, right there on the street, and this is where we had the greatest quarterback in the world. Our quarterback, he had to control 23 men on a side, and he was really great at it. You women don't know anything about it. You played with dolls and stuff like that. But here's a guy with an ingenious mind. He'd call a football play like this. He'd always get down on one knee and draw things. You know, he'd take a Coke bottle top. Now, Shorty, this is you. This is a Coke bottle. I don't want to be the Coke bottle top. Okay, what do you want to be? Yeah, I want to be the piece of glass. Okay. Now, listen to this now. Arnie, go down 10 steps and cut left behind the black Chevy. Filbert, you run down to my house and wait in the living room. Cosby, you go down to 3rd Street, catch the J bus. Have him open the doors at 19th Street. I'll fake it to you. You always have one fat kid they never thought of. What about me? You go long. get a lot of good plays going like that. So I'll throw it over the water tower. You'll catch it as it bounces out.
A guy comes on, he says, "Good afternoon, sport fans, this is Rick Randall. It certainly is a beautiful day here. I've never seen a day like it. Have you, Eddie?" "Eddie, get off of it, Eddie. Eddie's my engineer, friends." "I hope so. A little hard on it, Eddie. Look alive now, these are, all right. Anyway, it is a beautiful day. Oh, there's a little cloud over there, perhaps. A couple of clouds over to the far west. In fact, snow is starting in. It's not the day we expected at all, but it's homecoming day. And, I think we're going to see one of the best games of the year. They're forming their letters down there now. Well, that'll give you some idea of about 100,000 people here today. And some of them are certainly going pretty good there. One guy fell out of the stands. Sorry to hear that. And there's the kickoff. Down to the 4. He picks it up on the 20 and fumble. Oh, that's too bad. It's halftime already. One of the fastest games I've ever seen. Anyway, I suppose the show's not sponsored. And now we take you down to the president of the school.
Oh, there. My name is Daniel Everhart. I've been here with the school almost a quarter of a century. And now I want to welcome Chick Bailey, Walter Trepling, and the other boys that played in 1905. Yeah. And now let's all stand and sing the school song. When the songs of Ivy Hall together walking down the paradigm, I'm in blue and gold and indigo and cobalt blue across the sea of leaves we fall.
Wonderful. And now?
Now it's time to crown our homecoming queen, Grinnelda Thurmer. Did you give me the crown? Give me the name. Oh, I'm sorry, we're on the air, old man. One of the tallest girls in the universe. Did you say something, dear, to the thousands of the faculty and one?
Hi there.
Very masculine woman. She's in phys ed. Now, dear, get into the Cadillac and just go around once. All right, with the flowers. Get in the car. Somebody slow her down. Thank you, Coach Davis, for setting up the human wall of flesh.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, "Get something to eat here." And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all. And I looked up over one of them and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, come out as quick as you can. And I says, I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get. Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, friend, what is it that they're a-hollering for? Well, he whopped me on the back, and he says, buddy, have a drink. Well, I says, I believe I will have another big orange. And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, and one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be, and friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another one. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, ticket, please, he come up to me and he says, friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket. And I says, well, all right. And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
I'm halt is fair. Ain't no way I'm going over now. Ain't no way. Gonna make that call. Gonna make that call.
Being Thomas, most of it being Thomas after, but instead the ball is moved.
Omaha!
And it's a tough t-
Omaha!
That the first two games.
Omaha! Omaha!
Peyton's right side.
Omaha! 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 Omaha!
For the touchdown. On Bird. We'll see.
Omaha!
Pull the football better. Three times in this game.
Omaha!
That tells he's per side of the field. In
dead. Omaha! 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 Omaha!
The Saints. Jimmy Graham. Harry for Gilchrist.
Omaha! Omaha!
Denver.
Omaha! 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 Omaha!
I don't want to play football. I don't understand the rules of the game. I don't want to play football. I don't understand the thrill of running, catching, throwing, taking orders from a moron, grabbing for the sweaty crotches, getting hit by people I don't know. Sugar, I'd rather play a different sort of game. Sugar, the girls are just as good as boys are playing.
Then we get into sports.
Stay in there, my coach would say. Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him. Can I talk to you for a sec? What's the matter with you, Cosby?
See, I happen to be a rational person, I think. I don't like pain. See, if I cross the street and a car is coming and it runs over me, then I don't cross when that car or any other thing looking like that is coming that way again. I wait till he passes. That is what life is all about. If you eat some shrimp and you later your face blows up, you don't eat those shrimp again. You learn that in life. But football asks you that if you get run over by 11 men, get up and let them do that again. Or else take a lap. Well, I ran more laps than anybody in football, man, because I didn't want to get hurt. And the guy said, well, you're a chicken. No, I make a lot of sense. See, coaches don't have to play anymore. They have a piece of chalk, see? And they go up and they draw circles and X's. And they say, now look, here it is. It's very simple. All you do is you block this man this way, and you block this guy that way, and you block this man this way, and you block over here, and you just cut on up and go for the TD. With a piece of chalk, this man is blocking all kinds of people. But I got news for him. Out on the field, the man I'm supposed to knock down weighs 247 pounds. And is 6'8", I weigh 170. I'm 5'11". This man is having fun with me. He has ripped my uniform off 8 times and sent me back to the huddle, my own huddle, stark naked. Of which I drew a 15-yard fine. Now, our relationship has gotten so that now when I come out of the huddle, he doesn't hurt me anymore because I tell him who's going to get the ball.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.